say anything?
Yes, he said a few things. Mr. Rafferty is obviously disappointed by the verdict.
What was your reaction when you heard those three counts read out as guilty?
It's always very hard to predict exactly what was in the mind of the jury. I don't think anybody in that courtroom knew exactly what was going to happen, so...
Are you considering an appeal, Mr. Chris?
Well, that's Mr. Rafferty's decision, that'll be brought to him in due course.
Was he surprised at the verdict?
Surprised. It's certainly one of the verdicts that's available. I mean, if you have three choices, are you surprised by which one? I don't know.
Are you surprised the verdict came so quickly? Essentially a full day of deliberation?
Yeah, a little bit more than the full day. I don't know. There were paths to conviction that would have taken an hour. Everything depended. I think that the jury thought long and hard about various different aspects about this. If they had just believed some aspects of the testimony right off the bat, they would have convicted within minutes.
Is this a case that you had to approach thinking that this might be the outcome?
Of course. I mean, there are no cases where this is not a reasonable outcome, and this was it was quite a strong case for the Crown.
You mentioned you spoke to Mr. Rafferty and said a few things. What can you tell us about the demeanor?
I'm not really comfortable talking to you about my conversations with my client.
Do you think he regrets not taking the stand?
Same answer.
Do you think at the end of the day you were still right about him, that he was just the stooge who was driving the car, that he wasn't driving this crime at all?
Listen. During the course of any litigation process, the main reason, don't forget that we didn't call any evidence aside from the evidence that we called from the one person who was out in front of Oliver Stevens Public School. Did I believe that woman was telling the truth? Yes, I did. That was the only evidence that we called. Nothing else is evidence. The biggest lesson that I want everybody to consider is the fact about the standard of proof in jury trials and criminal cases, and that's what I tried to put forward.
Sure. Was this a legal aid case?
Yes.
How much did it cost? Any idea?
No.
Is it a hard decision for you to take cases like this?
It's never easy, but honestly, I mean, somebody has to take them. I get asked that question more often than almost anything else. How can you do a case like this? How can you defend such a person? The reality of it is that everybody in our system deserves a strong, proper, and effective defense. It's easy enough to say that just because it was because we empathize with the child, and who could not empathize with the child, and who could not empathize with the family? But on the other hand, I mean, you know, Mr. Rafferty is somebody's child, too, and somebody came here, and this was their child. And any one of us would wish that if this was our child, that it was brought forward and accused of terrible things, that they would be given a fair trial before anything else happened to them. It's one of our fundamental things that we expect in Canada, and I mean, we live in a time of upheaval worldwide. A strong and effective justice system where only the people who are properly found guilty are found guilty is exactly what we need.
I'm sure you're aware of some of the public perception that goes around during the case of this trial, the way many people here in London and Woodstock all around felt personally about your client before the trial had even resolved itself. A bit about operating in those conditions and how you feel about that sort of preconceived notion that many have.
Listen, I mean, you know, It's always very difficult because, I mean, we are not trained in ordinary day-to-day life to, you know, believe things beyond a reasonable doubt, right? I mean, we all believe that, you know, our sports team is better than anybody else in the face of all the evidence. I mean, it's the way that we all believe things. So that it doesn't surprise me that there is that sort of way of behaving. I mean, it can become somewhat hard when people take the anger that they direct against the accused because they believe that they're guilty and, frankly, transmit it over to their lawyer. And that sometimes makes it hard, but, I mean, it's part of the job.
Do you think you got a fair trial?
I hope he got a fair trial. We didn't win on every one of our motions, but I mean, I think that many people within the context of this worked hard to make sure he did have a fair trial.
What do you think was the most damning evidence that was brought forward?
It's hard to tell. I mean, you know, Ms. McClintock's evidence, if believed wholeheartedly, would have convicted him amply. On the other hand, they probably would have come back quicker if they had done that. There was a lot of circumstantial evidence which assisted many aspects of her testimony. So it was the evidence as a whole, I think, that was the most significant. Well, I won't say that I'll be unhappy to have this case be over. I mean, every one of these big cases you sort of carry around like Marley's ghost carries around its chains, you know? So I'm just as happy to let these ones go down for now.
Thanks.
There you go.